New Wave, Everything New, brought to you by your girl, your host, me, Diamond Lachey. I just want to thank you all for tuning back into The New Wave. I am here with my co-host, whose name is Sizo D. Rollins. That is the Z at the end. But yes, he will be assisting me in co-hosting today. And yeah, go ahead and introduce yourself.
How you doing, Diamond Lachey? You know, it's good to be on New Wave, and my artist name is Sizo D. Rollins.
We're glad to have you here at The New Wave. If you are new to my podcast, I want to thank you and welcome you all. If you're not, thank you back. Thank you and welcome back, New Wavers. Okay, so today's episode is 5 things girls do that guys really don't care much about or pay attention to. But you know, as girls, we're very extra. So we go out here, we try to get our hair done, make sure our tracks is laid, nails done, eyebrows on fleek, makeup, lashes, all that. Whole tea. Guys are out here like, you know, it doesn't even really matter. Sizo is going to help me out with some of these 5 things that we're going to talk about. So one of the things that I put down is eyebrows. So Sizo, please tell us a little bit of how you feel about girls who do their eyebrows, because I know I'm one of them. When I feel like dressing up and being cute, I go in the bathroom and I hook up my eyebrows. So how do you feel about it as a guy? How do you think other guys feel about it? You're speaking for the guys of the world, right?
As far as the guys in the world, you know, like, we might make eye contact, but the last thing we're looking at is your eyebrows, you know? So so we don't really tend to notice that too much, but it definitely looks nice when the women point it out to us.
And I feel like it makes up the whole aesthetic of everything. Like, you see a female out on the street, and it's like, damn, she look good. But the reason why she look good, one of those factors, is her eyebrows is on fleek. You don't notice it, but it sits in your subconscious like, okay, she looks good. Okay, so for the number two, for the 5 things girls do that guys don't really care for or don't even really notice, and I put down nails. I can go weeks. I've been months without my nails done, actually, and on top of the money that I saved. I don't think really guys really notice. I mean, I know a few guys who pay attention to feet and hands, and it's like, man, that shit's sexy. But for the regular, degular, smegular guys out there, they don't really pay attention. It comes together as the whole aesthetic. If you look really good, but you don't have your nails done, it's kind of like nobody's really noticing. Nobody's really paying attention. How do you feel about it?
I mean, like you said, it's definitely a couple guys that do enjoy the feet and the nails. You know, I'm one of those guys that it don't matter, you know. If you got them done, definitely. But don't come around with it all chipped up, and, you know what I'm saying, dingy and, you know, the paint messed up. Now, that's when it's an issue. But women generally typically have, they do good with keeping themselves up. It's just a lot of stuff that we don't notice just because that's not what we got to do when we leave the house, you know.
That is true. That's a good point. All y'all got to do is pick out an outfit, dress, put on your outfit, and be out the door. You know, we got to be extra. Okay, number 3, I wrote down extensions. I've noticed that guys are moving more towards the natural hair now compared to back in the early 2000s stuff. A lot of people was like, let me go out and get my Brazilian. But I think it's ridiculous when women go out and buy like 18 inches, 20 inches, 25 inches of bundles of hair that cost like $300 for you to get installed and all that. That doesn't even include the washing and stuff. And it's just, girls look really cute with it, but I, as a female, would prefer a girl with natural hair. What about yourself?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I like natural hair, you know, just natural, you know, natural eyebrows. They'll be straight, natural eyebrows, you know. Natural hair is cool. But the weave, I mean, it's like I said, it's all right. But like you said, that's $300. That's a cell phone payment. Mm-hmm. That's a car note. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's car insurance.
It's kind of like guys standing in line for Jordans. That'd be like $250,
$300. See, I don't even.
And everybody walking around with the same shoes on.
I wear FUBU, like New Balance, everything.
You said FUBU. As for the eyebrows, I feel like, you know, all girls' eyebrows are natural. But when they clean, like when they do the contouring and stuff, I feel like that's more of like us cleaning it up.
And what's the
so
contour?
It can be scoped. So you know how girls, they, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you gotta break it down. I don't know
you
what
know how girls
is.
Go in and they do a little highlighter on their eyebrows, okay. So their eyebrows look extra clean.
All right.
That's what it is. That's what brings
needed.
The look together.
It's not needed. It's not.
Okay. I agree, but I mean, it's one of those things.
I be trying to figure out where y'all be trying to go. Is y'all going to the mall or is y'all going to the runway? Like, sometimes they be looking too good.
How about both?
Dang.
How about, so there's actually females out there who every time they leave the house, they feel like they have to look a certain type of way. So number four, I had put down lashes. How do you feel about lashes? You
no,
go first.
I don't understand the lashes either. And then it's like, it's starting to get like a trend when the women are trying to get bigger and bigger.
And longer, like they about to fly away, they blink. They just...
I'm trying to figure out who told them that bigger was... I mean, if it feels good, do it. I ain't gonna tell nobody that. You know, this is just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I don't agree with the lashes.
When it comes to lashes, I don't like to... Lashes can feel heavy. When it comes to lashes, I don't like my lashes to ever be too big where I feel like I'm about to fly away or they way out here. And when I turn sideways, they like way out in front of my face. I like mine to look natural as possible. It's like when I do my makeup. Like if it's a daytime look, I want it to look as natural as possible, maybe add some color. But if I'm going out and I'm about to be looking snatched, I like to do my face from top to bottom lashes. Not the big lashes, but still lashes, eyebrows, all that good stuff. Like, I don't know. I feel like girls, we overdo a lot of stuff to impress people who really don't really know the shit.
Then I often think maybe sometimes the females don't do it to impress us. And there's some reason I feel like maybe that's why we don't notice it. Because it was not meant for us. It could be not meant for us. Sometimes it could just be for y'all women. Y'all look in the mirror and just won't look good. And it's like, this is what I'm on, whether a male look or not.
This is true. Do you feel like it's anything that you do on a regular basis that us females don't notice?
Y'all don't see the clean hairline. Y'all don't, I ain't got it right now.
I mean, I sometimes pick up on it. I'm like, oh, somebody got a new line
that
up.
Clean line up.
It's just, sometimes you can notice and sometimes y'all just don't got good barbers.
Yeah, true. Some of
we want to say it. We want to say, hey, that's a nice hairline, but is it really?
I don't know. Y'all ain't gonna tell us.
You never know. Nobody's saying nothing. All right, so we're gonna do the last one, which is number five. I put makeup. For some females, you know, some of y'all gotta do a little makeup. There are some females that are so pretty that like they put on makeup and they look like you don't even need that, like you're doing too much, that like that's how pretty they are, like you don't need to do all that, you're naturally pretty. But then there's girls out there that's, you know, on the other hand looks kind of, you know, on the lower scale of end of the spectrum, and they do makeup and they look totally different than when they take it off. Yeah. Which is scary, which I feel like is too much. If you should wear makeup to enhance the beauty you already have, not to cover it up or make it seem like you're somebody that you're not. How do you feel about makeup?
I think that last comment that you said is really what everybody needs to hear. Like, do not use makeup to cover the flaws. Use it to improve the natural beauty. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really agree with the makeup neither at all. I don't want the makeup, but I feel like some women that put it on, like you said, they have their natural beauty, and I feel like when they take it off, it's kind of like messing with their face. Like, do you ever feel like some of the makeup that y'all wear, it causes y'all to break out?
Yes. Yeah. It's not just makeup. Like, it's health, skincare on top of that. If you don't know how to do your skin or take care of your skin underneath your makeup's always gonna look crappy. Like, you see people on YouTube who have acne, like they have acne everywhere, but yet they still apply makeup. And the makeup would be so pretty if you couldn't see that underneath. Like, you could see how the surface is bumpy and stuff.
Well, yeah, I'm makeup is all right. I'm not a big fan, but I definitely don't like be like, take the lashes off, take the makeup off, take everything else off. You know, I just be like, do what you do, but just tune it down.
As you know, I'm a growing channel, and today I decided on this episode to add in a new segment. This segment is going to be called Star of the Week. The reason why I came out with Star of the Week, the segment Star of the Week, we celebrate our Black and or Aboriginal community by promoting their businesses, Instagrams, music, art, and or information and knowledge. We want our community to know of these things and coming business owners and entrepreneurs of today. So this segment is pretty much, we're going to shout out a few, we're going to shout out one person that we want to highlight that we've seen or that I've seen doing outstanding things in their business or in their personal lives that's very inspirational. Today's star of the week, her name on Instagram is Yvonne Beauty. So I chose her. Number one, we've known each other for a while. Her name is Teresa. We've known her for a very long time, since I was in college or whatever. She has came out with a wonderful lip care line. You have your lip scrubs, your lip oils, and your lip glosses. And they are freaking amazing. Friends that I've reviewed her products, they say that they're amazing. I really encourage all of you to go out and buy some of her products. If you go on Instagram, her name is Yvonne Beauty _. So at YvonneBeauty _ Yvonne Beauty. Go check her out now. She's wonderful. She's a hard worker. She's really been cranking that inventory out lately. So please go and support our young Afro-American entrepreneurs and business owners today. Support our own community, because if we don't, then who's going to have our backs beside us? Nobody. So we got to help each other out, okay? We got to stop killing each other, and we got to start healing each other. That was our star of the week, ladies and gentlemen. It is that time of the show where we're going to wrap everything up here on The New Wave. Again, I'd like to thank you all for tuning into The New Wave, Everything New, brought to you by your girl, your host, Diamond Lachey. And I want to also thank you, Spazzo, for coming on to The New Wave and helping me co-host my show. Anything you would like to say?
SPAZZO space D. ROLLIC. Rolling. I'm doing Diamond Lachey. She's gonna pop up in a music video one time. Flick her hair.
Flick my lot.
I had a great time, Diamond Lachey. I appreciate you.
Hey, thank you all for tuning to New Wave. Everything New, brought to you by your girl, your host, Diamond Lachey. And I hope you all have a fabulous work week.